This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
Oh man.
And you have the famous Alec Medford. And we are approximately 9 hours, I think in 19 minutes, until game time. The NFL season is back and the Cowboys are in this game. Gentlemen, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you?
Well, this is interesting because I feel like it should be a 10, but I think Sunday I'll be at a complete 10. I think I'm at like
not
a,
for the Cowboys.
I'm like at a 9.5 right now because the half off. Oh, that's weird. The half point off right now is uncertainty. And that's the thing that's keeping me from being excited about this thing. Because if you're going up against the defending Super Bowl champions in their house, and they're going to have banner night right in front of you.
Right.
I would love the opportunity to be like, we're the perfect match for them. This is San Francisco and Dallas back in the 90s. I would love to have that feeling of these are the two best teams going head to head right out of the gate. But I got this nervousness because we don't know enough about this team. So there's just a half point off for me, but I am 1,000%. I don't know, out of scale of 1 to 10, 1,000 for the bearded monkey tonight to get this watch party rolling.
All right, so I've got Cowboys questions that matter 9 hours away from kickoff. My first question, can the Cowboys keep Saquon Barkley below 100 yards rushing this evening?
To answer the Seth Nissity's question, I actually play fantasy football. I have Saquon Barkley.
Oh.
I kind of need him to have some...
No! It's week one!
Under 100 yards rushing tonight.
Correct.
Yes. I think the Cowboys can.
Are you saying that in the back of your head? Because you're also like, maybe he can run for 3 touchdowns and maybe, that will help me.
Maybe he catches like 6 passes.
Okay.
Because I'm PPR league. But I actually do think that this team can be better at stopping the run. They have some players on the edge that are actually committed to that too. That's like an important factor. On first and second down, if you know Mike is out on the edge, you ran right at him or you ran away from him to keep him out of the play. And then you bootlegged away from him to keep him out of plays, too. So that was an effective way to keep Micah from getting the stats that he wanted a lot of times. I think they have better players. Now that you've added Kenny Clark, I think you have a better player interior. And I think you have some guys on the edge. Nealon's a pretty decent run stopper, too.
And this is what fascinates me about this entire scenario, besides just like the game aspect of it. From the 214, somebody said they needed him to get 98 yards to win. And so, like, I've always been fascinated by, hey, I want my team to win, but I also need players or subsections of this other team to do well along the way. So you would love like a shootout to a certain extent, or Saquon Barkley running for 3 touchdowns, but the Cowboys win by 14.
And Pickens and CD just going insane.
Okay.
Ferg having a couple of touchdowns would be awesome. I would love one of those kind of exciting games for game one, that would be an absolute blast. But also, Kevin, one of the other factors in the run game is, can your cornerbacks step in and put their nose in there when needed?
Sure.
Can they help seal off the edge whenever that time comes? Because that it doesn't take just one guy or three guys across the defensive line to stop the run. It takes that entire group working together to make it happen.
From the 3-1-4, I'm going to watch, but honestly not that excited. My heart has formed a hard shell to protect from disappointment. I understand all of that. It's just the setup for this matchup. Not saying it's going to happen. They're a heavy underdog. If the Cowboys were to win, how many of those shells break wide open and people are like, oh my God, we just went on the road and beat the defending champions? That I think they would.
Does this would it change your mind about the season?
Depending on
the whole season, or would you be like, man, that was just kind of a...
Some of it would depend on what it looked like, but probably, right? Look, there is no part of me that really thinks the Cowboys are going to win this game. So if they did, I can't see how it wouldn't change at least some of your perspective. What percentage of Cowboys fans think Dak is better than Jalen Hurts? And do you think that?
What percentage of Cowboys fans?
Correct. You get to project for all of Cowboys fans.
50%.
Wow. Do you think that?
No. Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's gone to that game twice.
Yeah, move on.
Okay. He's elevated his team in the biggest moments. Whether it is the tush push that was the reason or whatever, he's had the drives that have been, he's started the games the way they needed to be started and finished the games the way they needed to be started in order to win a Super Bowl. And so that's the difference with the guy, is that he has that one category. Now, I think that Dak Prescott has some great elements of the ability to pass in clutch situations. There are some really good qualities about him. He's just missing that. I've taken it to that the next level when it matters the most.
Alec, what percentage of Cowboys fans think Dak is better than Jalen Hurts? And do you think that?
I think most Cowboys fans would defer to Dak. I would say probably 60-40. And okay. I would probably agree, because I do think the more polished passer plays in Dallas, but I did see it on the fan text from the 239 that Hurts is a better runner, which good for him. Dak was at one point, but injuries happen, and he's, what, a decade into this thing? So I don't expect him to be any better than Jalen Hurts at that, and that's fine. I do think the more polished passer matters in this situation. I think that he's proven a little bit more, but again, it's not that big of a difference. So I can listen to either argument, but I do think Dak just by a slight edge.
Kevin from the 972, maybe Philly goes in all cocky and lays an egg. That's impossible.
I would love that.
That is impossible.
With the banner raising and stuff.
Oh, it's the Cowboys.
Yeah,
that's
true.
They're not going in all cocky against the Cowboys. They're going in going, they made the massive trade. They have all the attention, and they're trying to steal our attention on our night. There's no way Philadelphia is going to go in there and just be like, no, we're just looking past the Cowboys in game one.
And from the 2-1-4, 0% of Cowboys fans think Dak is better. I can tell you objectively, just looking at the text, that is not accurate. Also, let's try to temper everybody's expectations today. We're going to do an exercise. These texts were sent within 1 minute another.
I was just about to read them too.
From the 469, you guys live in the Twilight Zone. Sound like a bunch of homers. All right, so we're homers who think the Cowboys kick everybody's ass and they're never going to lose.
They'll never lose again.
From the 817, I was so excited to listen today so we could all be pumped about tonight, but everyone is so negative about tonight and the season. We got to pick one.
Just moved to Philadelphia already.
We cannot be the most homerific people and the most negative about the Cowboys all in one. That does not go together. It's possible that people can slightly disagree with your opinion without having radical opinions. It's okay. Mm-hmm. That can happen. That can happen here. That can happen in our world. It's okay. All right. Next Cowboys question for you guys. Are you concerned about the overall depth of the Cowboys? Because I feel like whether it was defensive tackle, even after this trade, which now some people brings them questions about edge. I know we've had conversations about cornerback. There's thoughts about offensive line, blah, 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 blah.
I can be concerned about the depth at defensive tackle now. Mozzie's there.
There you go.
You got Mozzie and Solomon Thomas. And Perrion Winfrey was not going to play now, obviously, because...
Okay, look.
Of reasons.
Perrion Winfrey is unavailable for this game. Mozzie Smith is Mozzie Smith. And I hope Solomon Thomas works out. I've talked with him. We did a national mental health panel with him and Dak together. But he was also readily available for any team that wanted him. So I think the question remains, are you concerned about the Cowboys' overall lack of depth?
A little bit. Some of it's inexperienced. Some of it's unproven. And so that's going to continue to be a worry for me until further notice. I actually kind of feel comfortable with their backup offensive lineman. Like Nate Thomas showed me that he can be a serviceable tackle.
Sure.
If Tyler Guyton, you know, is not going to be ready to go. Adeniji, I kind of like too. The defense, I do have some question marks. What is Damone Clark?
Yeah, that is a great question.
You know, like what version? And Jack Sanborn, it's a fun story, and I'm glad that he came from Chicago and he knows Eberflus's defense, but that linebacker group is something we're relying heavily on to be successful this year. So, yeah, I do have, and dude, you cannot have a cornerback go to him. You just cannot, because
you got
the concerns there.
Alec, are you concerned about the Cowboys' overall depth?
Yeah, not to sound like Corey loving up the Philadelphia Eagles all the time. Unless you have a roster built like the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm always going to be concerned about the depth. And that's probably not fair because of the way that they went about things the past few years with the rookie quarterback contract. But I always will be. There's always going to be that one area, really, with any team that you can point out and say depth. Like Corey just said, if that one person goes down even for one drive, you're probably going to give up points or you're not going to score on offense. But I feel that way with corners specifically. That's where I start to scratch my head, especially if Trayvon Diggs is going to be on some sort of a pitch count tonight. Right. Then I'm going to say, well, it's nice that he's back, but until he's 100%, I don't really feel too great about the position.
Now, I think this is going to be advantage Cowboys, but we will see. Which pair of receivers, as defined by me, will have more yards receiving tonight? CeeDee and Pickens or A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith?
CeeDee and Pickens.
Do you feel like that will be a pretty sizable advantage? Or like 10 yards?
I think that Philadelphia is going to want to strike big with some big plays, but I don't think their bread and butter is going to be that tonight.
Right.
I think their bread and butter is, hey, let's destroy this team with the run. That's what they're going to hope. And I think because I feel like the Cowboys are going to be trailing in this game, I feel like the Cowboys are going to be like, hey, we got to pass the ball. Now there is, we'll talk a little bit about Marty Ball at 1 o'clock because that is something that Schottenheimer says he wants to, he's not that. But there is this like, hey, when you're behind, now we got to pass on second, third, maybe even first down. And I think that those opportunities are going to be available to those two guys tonight because they'll get a lot of them.
Alec, advantage Cowboys?
Yeah, I think I'm there with Corey that there's going to be two different game plans because there's two different strengths on either side for each offense. So I do think that it is going to be the Saquon show, unfortunately, for the Eagles. So I would say advantage Cowboys just in that respect because there is going to be a glaring advantage for the Eagles offensively, at least in the first half of the game if they don't settle in defensively.
All right, let me throw this out there then. Because I totally get what you're saying. So I'll start with Alec, but I want to know from both of you guys. Saquon stays out of the end zone and doesn't get 100 yards rushing. Do the Cowboys win this game?
Ooh. I'm going to say no.
Ooh.
And the reason I say that is because Jalen Hurts, the offensive line, that all still exists, and the dumbest play in football still exists.
That has a sponsor.
It does.
Corey, Saquon Barkley doesn't reach the end zone and does not have 100 yards rushing. Do the Cowboys win this game? Because that's a big ask.
Yeah.
I think I might be there with you.
Yeah, because, I mean, there could be other guys get in the end zone. You know, Goddard could get into the end zone. There could be other guys, but that's a big part of their game. That means the Cowboys have virtually made their running game one-dimensional or forced Jalen Hurts to run more. And if Jalen Hurts has to run more, like, that could affect his game in the first game of the season for sure. So I think, yeah, if you make them one-dimensional and you can be a two-dimensional offense on the other side, then I think you stand a better chance to win the game.
And then I see people continue to send in, well, as long as he gets 98. By the way, on Underdog, you need Saquon Barkley to go higher or lower than 96.5. Might I suggest a strategy for your plays? I like to hedge my plays against what I hope happens in real life. So perhaps you make some plays that are pro-Eagles, so that way, if you lose, you'll still be happy that the Cowboys won. But if the Cowboys lose, you'll still be happy that you won money on Underdog. By the way, use the promo code Masterpiece. You get $50 in bonus funds on your first five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dollar play. All right. This is not related specifically to this game. This is a season-long question for you. Will Brandon Aubrey break the NFL record for longest field goal?
Tonight?
No, for the season.
What about for tonight?
Sure. I mean,
what if he did it tonight, Kevin?
Well, if you think he'll do it tonight, then it feels...
He's doing it tonight.
Okay.
Set the tone.
To win the game.
Oh. Okay, that would be badass.
He's going to kick a 70-yarder to win the game. Just because Schottenheimer's like, I got to trust the best kicker. He can kick it from Lubbock.
Like, that's just a terrifying idea. It's like, hey, we're going to snap the ball from, like, midfield. And you're going to kick it.
And Brandon Aubrey's like,
other side of the field.
He's like, I've been waiting my whole life for this. That's the way I feel. Look, dude, we watched him. He missed like his first few field goal attempts in Oxnard. And then what happened after that? Automatic.
Yeah.
So I have no doubt that he'll kick an 85-yarder if he has to.
Okay, well, that's too far away from the record. Why do you never set the record in increments? Like, why don't you go 68 yards, 69 yards, nice. Or like 85?
We're right, 69 yards.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, because we're going to keep the football palooza going, we are going to talk with Ian Rappaport right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring on NFL Network senior insider Ian Rappaport. You can see Ian Sunday on NFL Game Day morning at 8 a.m. on NFL Network. Good morning, sir.
What's happening? How you guys doing?
We're doing good. It feels odd to a lot of Cowboys fans that there's this huge game tonight, considering a lot of folks are still lingering on the Micah trade. Does that make sense to you?
That Micah trade was, you know, obviously the biggest story of the offseason and certainly something that we talked about more than any other. So, like, it happened. It was a big sort of to-do, but I don't get the sense it was like those things where you hit send on a tweet, we talk about it, then everyone's like, all right, let's move on. Like, it's had, you know, obviously wide-ranging ramifications. It's, triggered a lot of conversations. Then there was the back injury thing. So, like, what do we make of that? So it sort of had a lot of tentacles. So I get that people are still sort of fixated on it and want to discuss it. So do I, by the way.
Oh, great. We're hearing reports about...
If you want to, you certainly don't have to.
No,
if you guys want.
I do. I get trapped with that because I'm like, if Philly did want to trade, what would they have offered? Like, who are the other teams?
About a real topic. What else?
Okay. Yeah.
I am kind of curious on the front of Jerry Jones continuing to negotiate with players like face-to-face. And do more owners want that? Do more players in the league want that? How... Like, is that going to continue on?
You know, I don't think so. Now, it does happen. And you know, it was not a very nuanced conversation regarding Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones trying to have a conversation with Micah Parsons, because it does happen. Like, I think, you know, the Cowboys were sort of getting, I guess, blamed for it, however you'd want to say. And they did it. Like, it happened. So it's not like unfounded blame. But other teams do it. You know, I think the Patriots have done it in the past. Now, with the Patriots, it's usually with Bill Belichick, not with the owner, Robert Kraft, but either way, it's with like a head football official talking directly to a player about a contract. And I think, you know, Stephen and Jerry were right. Like, if a player says, I'm not comfortable, then generally it doesn't happen. I think the tough thing here is that Micah did engage and did talk about it with them on some level. So, you know, this was one where it was really tough for me to comprehend, like, not who is at fault, because that's like a weird way of saying it, but just kind of how to proceed. I don't love it. Like, I have an agent, and I don't like when it comes to me, I don't like talking about my contract with my bosses. Like, if that was me, I'd be like, cool, talk to my agent. But if you're a player who's really smart and has a mind of his own and wants to be involved in conversations like Micah Parsons, like, I understand why he would at least have those conversations. This was a weird one. Like, I thought about it a lot. I spent months thinking about it. And the more I thought about it, the less I could come up with a way of how it was going to end. Like, how are the two going to get together? Which is why, like, let's say, like, last Tuesday when I first heard, you know, that the trade was probably going to happen, I wasn't surprised, because I was like, this makes sense. This is the only way to end it.
Now, I know you said you wouldn't want to talk directly to your bosses. I'm just curious, you personally, let's say you did talk to your bosses and you felt like you had an agreement, even if your agent wasn't involved, would you feel like you had to live up to that verbal agreement?
You guys got me?
Yeah, we might have. I guess we lost you there real quick.
Hello?
Yeah, did you hear our question?
Oh, no. We hung up on him. We started the season.
Okay.
By hanging up on Ian Rapoport. Can you believe that? Like, that's how, because he didn't answer the question you liked. Like, he didn't answer the question the way you wanted. And so you were like, that's it. I'm hanging up. Call him back. Let's call him. You know, I want to call him back. All right.
I don't think I have the capability of hanging up.
I enjoyed having him on. I enjoyed the conversation. So what I'm going to do, Kevin, I'm going to make sure we get him back on. You don't have to ask any more questions.
Okay.
Right? If you don't want to, because he didn't answer the way you wanted him to. So
I don't have the capability to hang up on anybody. Ian, we got you again.
I don't know if you hung up on me because you didn't like what I was saying, but that's okay.
that's what my co-host said.
It's just fun. All in fun.
All right. So I actually want to, I know we could talk plenty more about Micah. I want to switch gears for just one second. How much fascination do you have in the Kawhi Leonard story that's happening in the NBA and just kind of the concept of trying to circumvent the salary cap?
I have a lot of fascination. I think it's really interesting. It's really amazing. Like, I don't know how you for sure prove it. And this is not the first time we've heard of this. I think the Patriots at some point were accused of this. It's sort of, I mean, there's always been rumblings of this kind of behavior in all sports. And, you know, I'm against it. I just, what I like is, you know, I spend a lot of my time trying to uncover things in the NFL, and I like that there's a sort of a rogue reporter out there who's dedicated himself to, like, uncovering a bunch of stuff. I think it's great, and, like, you know, if you're doing shady stuff, I would say, you know, probably you should be outed. I was intrigued and curious about Mark Cuban's comments.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because, like, he would know, you would think he would know, right?
Yeah.
He's not only is a billionaire, he's a former owner who is heavily involved in business in the NBA and other businesses. Like, that was a response where, like I think Pablo does an awesome job, and I am a big fan. I just know, like, when I, and this hasn't happened very much, but it has happened to me before. When you report a story, you do everything you can, you try to get as right as possible, and then you have a denial from someone integrally involved who should know, you're either like, okay, they're lying, or like, oh God, what happened?
Yeah.
And I hope it's not, oh God, what happened?
I was kind of curious, is the general feeling around the league that losing, because Jerry Jones said multiple times during his press conference, we got to stop the run. This was a part of the trade.
Yep.
Is the general idea around the league that losing Micah actually does help the Cowboys in stopping the run?
No. No. But I will say this, like, the Cowboys are going to get killed on the Micah trade because every team that trades a great player gets killed. Always, right. Always, always. Like, I've been doing this for many, many years, and I'm not sure I can remember an example when a team traded. No, that's not true. Maybe when Seattle traded Russ, it was kind of like, all right, that's a pretty good. Now, there's not a lot of times when a team trades a good player and gets praised for trading him.
Yeah.
I do not necessarily think the Cowboys did the wrong thing by trading Micah Parsons. By the way, Kenny Clark is a good player. Like, yeah. Cowboys fans will like Kenny Clark. They really will. He is not Micah Parsons. Like, I don't know if anyone's Micah Parsons. Kenny Clark is a good player at an important position, and the Cowboys have spent years investing in the offensive line and defensive line, and so, like, this is consistent with what they do and believe. Like, they took a guard in the first round last year. Like, they believe in this very strongly. I remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, I talked to Stephen Jones in December last year.
Yep.
At the league meeting. And I had heard whispers that the Cowboys were frustrated by the top heaviness of the roster. In other words,
yeah,
having to pay so many players top value. And it's weird because they draft so well that, like, that's part of the deal. But I think they were frustrated in not having really a middle class and having just so much money invested in the best players. And he basically was like, yeah, we've thought about this, we've studied it. He said, you know, I couldn't imagine Mike in another uniform, but he was like, absolutely, this is an issue for us, and we are discussing it. And that, to me, was the first time I was like, okay, they may trade Micah Parsons. And we reported again during the Super Bowl, and this was like a season-long thing. I don't think the Cowboys did anything wrong by trading Micah Parsons. Like, basically, the price was two first-rounders and a mid-rounder, which was Kenny Clark, essentially. I think that's solid value. Is it the greatest value of all time? No, but I think it's solid. If they take those picks and use it to get a franchise difference maker, who knows what it is, maybe it's in 2 years, maybe they trade up when Dak Prescott's 34 and they get a franchise quarterback. Then everybody will say,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Micah Parsons trade was the best thing that ever happened to the Cowboys. So, like, I think it was at least good, maybe great, and depending on how they use it, could be franchise-changing.
Now,
I heard there that the middle class is important. That was the first thing that I heard.
Absolutely. Maybe another time, Ian, we can have you on to discuss the disappearance of the middle class in the salary cap and the middle class in America. And we could have a really great
That's
conversation
a different podcast,
about that.
Different podcast.
I got a lot of thoughts, but we have
okay. All right. That's another conversation for another day. Now, while this has happened, the Cowboys, it feels like, have tried to spin this as if the Deron Bland extension and potentially the Tyler Smith extension, or because Mike is not here anymore. I think that's silly and they could have got him done either way. But have you heard?
I agree with that.
Okay. And have you heard any buzz about Tyler Smith? Because there's been some rumblings that maybe that extension's coming.
I know they have had talks. It's a challenging deal to do. It is a challenging deal to do. He is an awesome player who I'm sure will be top of the market, as he should be. And the top of the market for guards is really high with Trey Smith. So, like, they have had talks. I haven't heard that anything's imminent, but, like, as we know, deals can happen at any time, so we'll see. But again, like, you know, they could have done these deals with Micah here. For sure they could have. This is another top of the market player. Like, it's a weird problem because all they do is seemingly draft really, really good players. And if they don't, they, you know, Mazi Smith, who knows what he's going to be, but, like, they replaced him with Kenny Clark, essentially. So, like, it's a weird problem to have, and every team would like to have this problem. But anyway, yes, they are in talks. I just don't know if anything's actually going to get done.
Do you believe Mulligetta when he says he won't let this whole situation affect the Pickens trade? Or is it easy to say that because if Pickens balls out, all the teams are going to want to pay that guy?
Oh, no, I believe him 100%. Like, okay. There's been plenty of times when, like, you know, agents in general have a quote-unquote problem with a team, and then that same team wants to give you, like, the most money in free agency, and it's like, cool, my friend. You know, it's like, I don't get the sense that for real there was anything personal here. Like, it really seemed to me like a full-on complete and utter disagreement and sort of misjudgment of what the conversation was like. Like, I could never figure out how the Cowboys and David Mulligetta and Micah Parsons were going to square this contract negotiation or whatever it was with Micah, because both sides came out of it thinking something completely different. And so, like, when two sides are completely not on the same page, like, I never got the sense it was personal. They just couldn't figure it out because both sides were believing completely different things.
Talk with Ian Rappaport right here on 105.3 The Fan. One of the great things is you can give us Cowboys insights, national insights. The other day, the interim director for the NFLPA, David White, said an 18-game season is not inevitable. I've thought it's inevitable for some time. What say you?
I definitely understand why he'd say that. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think the idea is if the NFL wants 18 games, then they're going to have to pay the players for it, right? The benefits of having an 18-game season are so unbelievably monumental for everyone involved that I don't know that it's inevitable. I don't know that anything in life is inevitable. But it seems like something that would make sense for all sides. And like, you know, I'll tell you one thing that's been interesting to me is I think we all sort of thought that a 17-game season would be less healthy for the players. And I'm not just saying this because a lot of them are wearing Guardian caps and practice is safer and all of that. But like, teams have started to treat players different in the 17-game season because like if a player is a little injured to start the season, he will not play. Like, there is way more patience with players now than there ever was. Like, you're going to see some stars, like, what's a good example? Isaiah Likely. Like, some stars not on the field to start week one, or they get injured in week one, like, no problem. Like, take two games off because, like, the season is longer. And so, like, I think that bodes well for the 18-game season because teams have started to say, it's okay if you're not out there for one game. The rosters are bigger. We can deal with it. Get healthy, be ready for the stretch run. Like, that's more prevalent in the NFL than I can remember.
And then do you think if it went that direction, the NFL would bake in a second bye week to not only go to player safety, but really to get more TV money?
I don't know the answer to that one because some of it depends on the timing. I think the NFL would like eventually, I mean, Roger Goodell said this, the Super Bowl to be on President's weekend. And so if that's the case, then I don't know where a second bye week would come unless you did away with the 2 weeks between the Super Bowl and the championship games. I don't know that anybody wants. Or unless you started the season a week earlier, which I don't know that anybody wants. So I guess anything's possible. I just don't know how it would work.
Okay, interesting. And then last question for us Cowboys fans. Can you give us any hope that Jaden Daniels is a fraud and the Commanders are going to fall apart to make me feel better?
You wish. I would say the only thing that I would say is it gets harder in the second year. CJ Stroud's on this out.
Yeah.
Now, not for everyone, but, you know, teams are ready. Teams have spent the offseason gunning for him. They prepared for him. Everything went well last year for the Commanders, and their schedule's harder. So, like, I think they're going to be really good. So, sucks for you guys. But it will be a challenge to be really good. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're going to do it, but it will be hard to do it.
NFL game day morning, Sunday, 8:00 Central on NFL Network. You can catch Ian there. Honestly, you can usually catch Ian everywhere. Yep. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
No problem. Good talking to you guys. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, NFL Network senior insider Ian Rappaport. Sucks to be you guys.
You wish.
Yeah, great. That's fair.
Awesome.
Man, how divisive would that be with the audience if we brought him back at another point and discussed the disappearance of both middle classes and the salary cap?
I just tweeted him, said we're going to do that in the podcast. All right. It'll be podcast for
me. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what the audience's hunger is for that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, don't worry, we still got plenty of NFL, but also baseball nuggets where... The Rangers get shut out. Next on The Fan.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out on a changeup. That is the 8th strikeout for Jack Leiter today. He has at least one in every inning.
See? That was positive. Rest of the day, not so much.
Sometimes
right now.
Things happen, bro.
Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for baseball and maybe a little bit of football. Nuggets. I have a couple more Cowboys questions, too.
Hold on, if you, football nuggets.
If we feel like it. All right.
Mike's dream come true.
Yes.
If you're just now rejoining the show here on the KNC Masterpiece.
What happened?
Mike Bassick is no longer with us.
That was like 5 months ago.
Some people listen to The Fan only during football season. And I want to welcome those people back, Kevin.
Yeah.
And I want to say you should listen all the time.
I agree.
And if you're back now and you're like, where's Mike? Well, that was a while ago, but hey, stick around. It'll be fun.
That means they're not into baseball, so we could just be like, he got fired. I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
He did not. He did not. So Jack Leiter, he got off to a rougher start, but I thought this was really positive. In games where we've seen in the past Jack Leiter get off to a tough start, it usually feels like, or it used to feel like that was the beginning of the unraveling.
Okay.
That was not the case in this game whatsoever. I thought innings three through six, so the rest of the way. And he wasn't bad in the first two innings, but I thought he really locked down his control. He had a bunch of strikeouts. So solid effort that deserved a win from Jack Leiter. But unfortunately, the Bats were back on vacation. Rangers scored nothing. They lose. That is two straight losses for the Rangers.
I'm not the one that is constantly pursuing this, but it appears that Evan Grant is on a mission to prove to everybody that Josh Smith is struggling. I don't know if you've noticed or not.
Yeah, we said that.
His posts, he's like, hey, by the way, guys, have y'all noticed? And it just seems like
he's
constantly pointing that out. And it's not, the whole lineup, whenever it's a struggle, it's the whole lineup. Granted, Zach Gallen's a pretty good pitcher. He's pretty damn good. This year he hasn't been as on fire as he's been in the past, but he's a pretty good pitcher. But man, when this offense is, it's not like it's just, one guy's off today. It's like six dudes are not having a good day.
And look, this will probably go for any team, but I believe in the last two games, Rangers combined 0-16 with runners in scoring position. Now,
you were just bragging about how awesome they were.
And they had been doing great, and that was more of a month or so ago problem, but just if you want to look for a common narrative in those two games. But also, from a positive perspective, it had been 15 days since the Rangers lost back-to-back games.
Gotcha.
So, they're fine. I wish we would have won either one of those games because everyone around them continues to lose and you could keep picking up ground in the wild card race and the divisional race. But on the flip side, at least that means you haven't lost any ground really.
And we never want to lose ground, Kevin.
Absolutely. That is true. All right. Couple of things from across the rest of baseball. Roman Anthony is out for the rest of the season. He has an oblique strain. Obviously a rookie. He's been having a phenomenal run for the Red Sox. The Orioles, it's been a crap season for them. But one good thing, they went back-to-back-to-back home runs for the second time this season. This is the first season in Orioles history that they've ever had two back-to-back-to-back home runs. But I bet they would trade all that to be good at baseball.
Yeah, to not be nine games out of the wild card. They would
is
be
that
like,
how far they are?
Yeah, they're pretty far back. While the Rangers are just 1.5 out.
Man. That's nice that we can
one and a half feel like an ocean away? Like it just feels like, nine, we can make that up. 1.5, it's just so far for me.
So you don't want me to tell you that if we would have won these last two games, we would have had a wild card spot? Don't tell me.
817, this is what the Rangers do. They gain significant ground with a winning streak, but when they have a chance to seize control, they lose their water.
Man. I'm glad that you didn't say wet the bed. So
that's one of Kevin's favorite terms.
That the Rangers, if anybody is making plays on them on Underdog, please tell me if you've had success. Because
that's a good point.
The one thing I've been consistent on Underdog is playing the opposing pitcher to go higher on strikeouts. But the Rangers still win plenty of times if they have lots of strikeouts. But every time you feel like you have this team figured out, they change it. Like we asked Boach a couple weeks ago, do you feel like your playoffs are dead? And he was like, that's a stupid question. And then they went on a roll. And then we had him on again. And you're like, oh my God, we'll never lose again. And then they lost two straight.
Are you kind of happy though that they kind of get this breath before, like one day off before they roll with Houston?
I think so.
And kind of get this breath to say, okay, let's reassess and, let's focus on this series and try and regain that, gain some more ground here. I like it because I think they needed it. That getaway game, just for whatever reason, I think they can get lost in that sometimes. I think they can get back and focused.
Well, I mean, for sure, because obviously that Houston series is vitally important, but right after that, you play the best team in baseball. So, yep.
There's a lot to get rolling here, man.
It's just go, go, go. And then you go up against the Mets who, Corey, I know you don't think is very good. Right? All right.
How are they doing?
Quick update. They're pretty good.
They're in the wild card.
Yeah. No, they're pretty good. So, update on expansion. I know for a while people have just kind of assumed that Nashville was going to be one of the spots. I know Salt Lake City has come up a lot, but you're also seeing stronger, I guess, than anticipated bids and runs by Raleigh, Orlando, Portland, Austin. So there really is like at least half a dozen spots that it looks like have a more realistic case. Like I said, I feel like everybody thinks Nashville is going to get one of the teams, but for a while it felt like maybe both of them were rubber stamped. But now it looks like, you know, maybe even Montreal, Charlotte, San Jose, although I guess Raleigh and Charlotte could make some sort of, I don't know, combination bid or something. San Jose, Vancouver.
I wonder how many of these cities with their bids, what kind of stadiums they're proposing.
Yeah.
Like how many of them are saying, no, we're open air. How many are saying, no, it's dome. And, you know, what the difference in price for all that is and how much that affects what MLB wants to do. I don't know if it does or not, honestly.
Honestly, if you were one of those cities, would you not go to MLB and say, what are your preferred specs on your stadium?
1,000%.
Because, like, that could be the difference.
Yeah.
For Salt Lake City or wherever.
Yeah, we'll put a dome on it, even though the weather's beautiful here all the time. But if that's what y'all want, we'll make it happen.
If that is the way to get
I think every stadium, team? Kevin, every stadium should have retractable dome anyway. Just in case it's a beautiful day. Hey, look, if the dew point's bad that day, you keep it closed. If the dew point's fantastic, then you open it up and let the people enjoy the sky.
You know how we've moved away from like batting average and pitcher wins and everything like that? Do you think we've also moved away as a society from baseball has to be an outside game?
I think we've also moved away from the temperature being real because the humidity affects it the most, Kevin.
Look, that's something you said like a decade ago that I really agree with. I think the temperature is stupid because like whenever it's cold, they're like, but it feels like, and I'm like, tell me what it feels like. I don't want to know if all conditions were perfect, what it would be like.
Yeah, when I step outside, yeah. If I see the temperature's this and it feels like that, then I dressed wrong.
Yeah, somebody's going to punch you in the face and you're like, oh my God, it's so cold. Well, actually, it's 51 degrees, so it's not really cold. And you're like, hey, dip S, there's 20, you know, mile per hour wind, so shut up. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with former Cowboys defensive tackle, two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.